So today we're going to discuss the question and the carbon of a Moser Pesach, specifically the relationship that the Pesach and the Shlamim have together that result in the carbon of a Moser Pesach. So the Gemara, Zvachim Daf Chesem and Biz, discusses the existence of this Moser Pesach Karev Shlamim, that when you have a carbon Pesach, and for whatever reason it is not brought, there are many different types of cases that this can be, this carbon is brought as a shlamim. Various makoros, back and forth. One issue that jumps off the daf that I just want to spend a little bit of time on, just to mention the machlokas, because it really appears here, is the question of what is the identity of this shlamim haba'e machmas ha-pesach that the Gemara describes is l'chol mitzvah shlamim. So the pashtos, I would say, is based off of the other places that it appears in Shas, that the Shlomim Habayim Machmas HaPesach is this Mosar Pesach that is going to be discussed throughout the Gemara. However, Rashi comments here and in other places that the Shlomim Habayim Machmas HaPesach is actually referring to the Chagigos Yudalit. Ultimately, Tosas disagrees with this, and he holds that it refers to Mosar Pesach, but he agrees that they are both Kariv similar to a Shlomim. So in terms of our discussion of Moser Pesach and the relationship between Pesach and Shlamim, this question does not have so much impact, but it is something to note that when you're looking around in the across the Gemaras in Tzvachim and in Menachos and in Pesachim, when you see this phrase of Shlamim Haba Machmas HaPesach, you could be referring to one of two different things. But the pashtus is that we're dealing with the Moser Pesach. So other cases this includes specifically, so the Gemara on the bottom of Tesamet Aleph to Tesamet Beis, we have three mikoros. We have Vizavachta Pesach Lashem Elokacha Tzonu Vakar. We have the Pasuk of Im Minatzon Karbano, and the Pasuk of Im Kesev Humakriv. The Gemara says that we have three different psukim that all seem to be teaching us this halacha, that Mosar Pesach is Kariv Shlamim. And therefore, the Gemara outlines three cases. One of a Pesach, Tlosa Kroi Ksivi Chad Le'Ivrazmano, one where Pesach has passed. One of them is Aviv Rosh Naso, and the carbon is too old to be brought as a Shlomim anymore, as a Pesach anymore. And Chad Le'ivra Zmano Velo Shnaso, one where Pesach has passed, but not the carbon is still eligible technically to be brought as a carbon Pesach. The Chad Lo Ivra Shnaso Velo Zmano, Lo Zmano Velo Shnaso, that it is still eligible to be brought as a carbon Pesach mitzad its age, and it is also eligible to be brought as a carbon Pesach because it is before Pesach. And in all of those cases, we would say that Mosar Pesach is Karev Shlamim. So other cases includes is outlined by the Rambam in Helchos Karim Pesach Perak Dalid, whether you're mafresh too much money and you have extra money from your Pesach, so that would be brought as a Shlamim. Alternatively, if a father is mafresh a Pesach and the son is not able to bring it, that would be brought as a Shlamim. All of these cases are included under the broad umbrella of Mosar Pesach Karev Shlamim. So when we're looking at this carbon, the Mosar Pesach, what jumps off the page is the question of what is the relationship between it being a carbon Pesach, and if you were makriv this carbon in its proper time, it would be a carbon Pesach, and what changes, or how do we view the fact that when we are not makriv this carbon as a Pesach, we are makriv it as a Shlamim. So this question, we're going to look at it from three angles. One is when it is still a carbon Pesach, and it is being brought as a Pesach, or before it is being brought as a Shlamim. Then there's the after, once you're already being makriv it as a Shlamim. And third, we're going to view the Shita of the Rambam. When it comes to the question of the before, what is the status of the Karban Pesach before it is brought as a Pesach or as a Shlamim? So the relationship would manifest in the question of Akira. The Gemara in Pesachim discusses the question of when you're shochet this Mosar Pesach l'shem Pesach b'shari Mos Hashanah. So what is the nature of the Akira that is required? Do we need to actively uproot the Shem Pesach and create a Shem Shlamim? Or do we not require an Akira, and therefore we would not necessarily have to remove the Pesach and create a Shem Shlamim? So Rashi and the Meiri say that if you were shochet this Mosar Pesach l'shem Pesach, so that would be a problem. That would not be a kosher karbon. We would not be makriv this Mosar Pesach as a shlamim, because, as Rashi explains, you did not do a sufficient job of uprooting the Shem Pesach. If you have a Mosar Pesach, you need to remove the Shem Pesach to create a Kedusha Shlamim. And in absence of that, when you're makrivit l'shem Pesach, so you do not have the ability to be makrivit as a shlamim. However, Tosvos there in Pesachim, the Shita Mikubetzas, in Temura, on Yotasam and Aleph, Oslamid, say that that would not be a problem. That would still be kosher to be makrivit this Mosar Pesach as a shlamim, even if you were makrivit this Mosar Pesach l'shem shlamim. And the Griz explains, the Griz in Temura, Daf Chafam and Aleph, explains for Tosvos, now, this is very understandable because the nature of a Mosar Pesach is that there's Pasach Bei Kedushas Shlamim. That from the outset of the Hakdasha of the Karban Pesach, and therefore from the outset of the existence of a Mosar Pesach, the Kedushas Shlamim exists, and it impacts the way we view the transition from the Karban Pesach to the Karban Shlamim. And therefore, once we've missed the opportunity to be makar of this as a Karban Pesach, it's mimela shlamim. You don't need an akira. You don't need to do anything to create a kedusha shlamim. It's there to begin with. And therefore, even if I'm going to be makriv this Mosar Pesach, l'shem Pesach, or if that's me'uruv in my machshava, that would not be a problem. That would not possible this from becoming a shlamim, because the shlamim's there. You don't need to actively do anything. It mimela becomes a shlamim, and that is why Tosos and the Shita Mikubetzas explain that L'Shem Pesach would not be a problem and it would be a kosher carbon shlamim.
Is this Hagufa the debate about if you need a kira at all or not? Like Rashi and Tosos are debating the Machlokas.
It very well could be. This Machlokas is even within the Manomar of Lo Baya Kira. So certainly if you would say Baya Kira, that would imply a certain necessity to make that active transition. But this is even the Manomar Lo Baya Kira, we can still... Meaning you can still say that you need to make a transition, even Lamanda Amar Lo Baya Akira. And that would be the Shita of Rashi and the Meiri in Pesachim. So we now have two models when it comes to viewing the Mosar Pesach before its Kariv Shlamim, manifesting in the strength of the Akira that you would need or not need. Namely, Rashi and the Meiri on one hand, where you require more of an Akira, and L'Shem Pesach would be a problem, whereas Tosus and the Shita Mikubetzas seem to imply that it just slips into being a Shlamim, and the formulation of the Griz of Pasich Bei Kedushas Shlamim. This is contrast, the Griz in Temura, and Daf Chaf, is dealing with the contrast between the relationship of Pesach and Shlamim to the relationship of Ashram and Ola, which we discussed. When we approach the Sugya of Ashram and Ola, what we described was the machlokas of whether or not you hold that nitak is deraisa or derabanan, nitak graya is deraisa or derabanan, was whether or not you assume that ashram kind of just becomes mimela in ola. And we described how, according to Lichtenstein, it could be that ola is actually baked into the ashram. In contrast to that shita, the Griz describes two differences between Pesach shlamim and ashram ola, specifically the role of stam, where the Griz explains that when it comes to Ashram and Ola, we actually require you to, at least according to many Rishonim, we require you, even according to the Mandomar of Lo Baya Akira, to Nashach the Stam. Stam would be a problem by Ashram and Ola. And the Griz explains that when it comes to Ashram and Ola, Ashram Shnita Klaraya, there is no Kedushas Ola. It's an Ashram. If you want to make it an Ola, you need to actively uproot the Kedushas Ashram and put onto it a Kedushas Ola. As opposed to Mosar Pesach, because of the nature of a Pesach, that Pasach Bei Kedusha Shlamim, that Shlamim is actually baked into the initial Hakdasha, you don't need to uproot it. And Stam, if you shech the Mosar Pesach Stam, it's Kariv Shlamim Mimela. The second difference that the Griz points out is whether or not you need it to be L'Shem Ola versus L'Shem Zevach Acher. By the Asham and Ola, the Asham Shnita Klaraya, it needs to be done l'shem ola. If you shecht the asham l'shem shlamim, despite the havamina of Tosfos here in Zvachim Daf Tasam and Aleph, if you shecht the asham l'shem shlamim, that does not create the kedusha necessary for the ola. You need it to dafka be l'shem ola. And that is not true l'gabe the Karban Pesach, where any sort of shinei kodesh would allow us to be makar of the Mosar Pesach as a shlamim. This also manifests itself specifically in the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam in the Hakdama, where the Rambam outlines the four categories of Karbanos. He says we have Chatos, we have Ashram, we have Ola, and we have Shlamim. He does not quote Karban Pesach. So the implication is that Ashram and Ola are two different types of Karbanos, but Pesach and Shlamim, Pesach may be that Ohadom el Shlamim. It is a type of Shlamim. and the Kedushas Pesach and the Kedushas Shlomim both are hand in hand from the initial Hakdasha. Two other just quick distinctions that we would find about this idea of the Shlomim being baked into the initial Hakdasha in our before question, where we're noticing the impact of the Kedushas Shlomim even while it's still a Karban Pesach. So the Griz and Tzimura, Daf Yigimel Amud Beis, says that there would never be a Havamina of being Chozer Umeimir by the Karban Pesach. Where the Gemara has a Havamina to say, and there is a discussion in the Rishonim whether or not when you have, if you do Tzimuras Asham, and then if Nita Kluraya for an Ola, there is a Havamina in the Gemara that would be Chozer, that you could be Chozer Umeimir, that second Karban, because it's two different Karbanos. But the Griz explains that by Pesach and Shlomim, that was never even a Havamina. Because if you would be Meimir a Pesach, and then you would try to be Meimir it when it becomes a Shlomim, that was the same Kedusha. Because the Shlomim was Pasach Bay from the beginning, we would never have a Havamina to allow or for a second Temura to be Chal. The second Nafkamina is the question of Dichoy. So Tosfos explains that the Gemara, that when a Karban Pesach was Nidche, so that is considered to be Nidche Lagamri, because even though the Hakdasha may have been before it was Roy Elios Pesach, you're Makdish the Pesach on Yod Nisan, so technically it's not Roy Elios Karban, but it's considered Nidche Lagamri because it's Roy Elios Shlomim even before Pesach. And we acknowledge that Kedusha Shlomim, and that is why Tosfos explains that it is Dachoy Meikara, and therefore it will be a problem. This is all the question of the beforehand, of do we see the impact of the Kedusha Shlomim even while this is still a Karban Pesach. The other side of the equation that we need to look at is the after. Are there any expressions of the Karban Pesach when you're being makir of this Mosar Shlomim as a Shlomim? The main area to look for this question, according to most of the Achronim, is the Zman Achila. So as the Gemara has explained, the Mosar Pesach is Shlomim L'chol Davar, according to Ruv Tanoim V'Amoraim, Rishonim and Achronim, it's Shlomim L'chol Davar. However, as the Gemara points out, the Zman Achila for the Mosar Pesach is Yom V'Layla. This would imply, and it is almost an unavoidable fact, that according to this shita of Yom V'Layla, that's coming from Karban Pesach. However, specifically in Shitas HaRambam, who fails to mention the din of Mosar Pesach being Nachal Yom V'Layla, many Achronim, the Tzlach and the Karen Ora and Zvachim, the Testament Aleph, they both explain the Rambam in fact holds he ignores the Gemara of Yom V'Layla, and understands that the Zman Achilas Mosar Pesach is L'shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad, the same din as a Karban Shlomim. And that is one extreme of viewing the Mosar Pesach, that once this Karban Pesach has missed its boat, and you're being makir of this Karban Pesach, the Mosar Pesach, as a Shlomim, it becomes a Shlomim L'chol Davar. The Rambam says L'chol Davar, he means L'chol Davar. Tenufa, Smicha, Nisachim, Zman Achila, all of it identical to being a Shlomim. And that would be one extreme. The other extreme is the opinion of Ben Azai. And Ben Azai is quoted in the Tosefta that the Mosar Pesach is not Kishlamim L'chol Davar, it is rather LePesach L'chol Davar. That the Achilas Pesach, that it would need to be eaten Sli, and possibly only eaten until Chatzos, or Araboker. And this opinion is explained by the Chidush HaGram Bagrid, who says that when it comes to the relationship between the Mosar Pesach and the Karban Pesach, Ben Azai understands that there are two types of Dinei Achila that apply to Karban Pesach. There are some Dinei Achila that are part of the mitzvahs, Achilas Karban Pesach, that is specific to what is being done on Chag HaPesach. When you're eating the Karban Pesach to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, so that has a special din of needing to be done by Laila. That needs to be done ad chatzos. However, from a kachim kalim perspective, from the perspective that we view a Karban Pesach as a Karban, so that would be Yom V'Layla, you have until the morning. And in fact, he explains that in order to violate Nosar to the extent of being Chayiv Karis, if you, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who holds that you can only eat the Karban Pesach ad chatzos, you would not violate the Karis Isser of Nosar until ad haboker, till the morning. From a Kachim Kalim perspective, the Karban Pesach, the Achila is Yom Valayla. And therefore, Ben Azai would understand that the Mosar Pesach is Pesach L'chol Davar of the Kachim Kalim Sheba. Meaning, with regard to the mitzvahs, achilas, korban pesach, the Mosar Pesach is not an actual korban pesach, and therefore you would not be limited to chatzos. But when it comes to the halachos that pertain to the achilas kachim kalim of the korban pesach, i.e. the achila yom v'layla, and the requirement of being nachal tzli, those would in fact apply to the Mosar Pesach. And those are really two extremes of viewing the achila of the Mosar Pesach. The one extreme, that it's Shnei Yamim V'layla Echad, like a Shlamim, and the other extreme of Ben Azai, that it really just takes on the character of a Karban Pesach. Interestingly, didn't have time to go through this completely, but the Yaivitz has this suggestion of limiting the Achilas Mosar Pesach Ad Chatzos, even according to Tosfos. It's a radical explanation of Tosfos, but it is just interesting to note that that extreme exists, even not within Ben Azai. The middle explanation for Mosar Pesach is that it is, like the Gemara says, it is nachal liyom v'layla. That it is nachal one day, one night, similar to the achila of Karban Pesach. And the question becomes, why is that true? Why would it be true that if we're being makir of this Mosar Pesach as a shlamim, that it would retain the achila of Karban Pesach? So for this question, we have three primary groups. Group number one is that, don't overthink it. It's still a shlamim. It's shlamim l'chol davar. So what's pshat in the achilas Karban Pesach, meaning in that it retains the achila of Karban Pesach? So the Mikdash David outlines a chakira, it's found in the Griz as well, that there are two options. Option number one is that this is a regular shlamim. I, the achila, you can't ignore the fact that it was a Karban Pesach. Lemaisa, from the fact that it was a Karban Pesach, even though now it is completely transitioned to be a Karban Shlamim, we keep the dini achila, the zmani achila of the Karban Pesach. The other tzad is to say that a Mosar Pesach is a unique shlamim. It has transitioned from being a Karban Pesach to a Karban shlamim 100%. However, it's a special shlamim. What is the nature of this special shlamim? So Rav Lichtenstein explains that we have other instances and other mekoros that imply that the primary or most fundamental and baseline zman achila for a regular Karban Shlamim is also Yom V'layla. He points us to the Shalmi Nazir that have the achila of Yom V'layla. And the Ramban, he points us to a Ramban who explains that the Iker Mitzvaso, the Iker Mitzvah achila of a Karban Shlamim is in fact Yom V'layla. So therefore, Rav Lichtenstein explains that a Mosar Pesach may also be another example of these niche shlamims. It's a shlamim, it made the transition 100%. However, it's a special type of shlamim. It's a shlamim that is impacted from its connection to Karban Pesach, and therefore it has unique dinei achila, that it is Yom V'layla. And those are the first two approaches. It's either going to be a regular Karban Shlamim, it's Shlamim L'chol Davar, we're taking the word for it, but it's impacted by its previous history of Karban Pesach. This is an idea that is echoed in the Ravid, in the Taras Kohanim. And the other side of saying this is that it's a special Shlamim. It's a Shlamim, but it's a unique Shlamim, one that is specific with Achilas Yom V'layla. The third option is that we are really, and to me, the most simple explanation is that we are being margish, we're sensitive to the Kedushas Pesach, which persists even after it makes the transition to Shlamim. Just as in the pre-Shlamim stage, when it is a Karban Pesach, we are margish the Kedushas Shlamim, so too, when it's a Shlamim, we are also margish the Shem Pesach, let me persist. And this is the explanation of the Griz on Zvachim Daf Tesam and Aleph for the Shidas HaTosfos, that we split in the Mosar Pesach between the Dine Hakrava and the Dine Achila. That we have this Karban Pesach, which missed the boat, we can't be makarbid as a karban Pesach anymore. However, and therefore, when we're forced to be makarbid as a shlamim, we're being makarbid, and for all the dini hakrava, for the zrika, for the smicha and the nesachim and tirmas chaz v'shok, it's going to be a shlamim. However, when it comes to the dini achila, and we'll explain this more pronounced for the Rambam in a moment, but for the dini achila, those will remain like the Karban Pesach. So now we have looked at the before question of Akira. Are there situations where we find the Shem Shlamim even while it's still a Karban Pesach? And we have also started to analyze the after question of, are there places where we can notice the Shem Pesach even in the Achila, when it's a Shlamim? One important knetch to emphasize is made by Rav Lichtenstein, that it's possible to differentiate between the different types of Mosar Pesach, despite the fact that the Gemaras seem to lump them all together. And in fact, the Gemara actually quotes a Tzrichasa, that all the Mekoros seem to be teaching identical dinim. Misvara, Rav Lichtenstein points out, it would have made a lot of sense to think of a possible distinction, specifically between the Pesach She'avar Zmano and the Pesach She'avar Shnaso. In general, when you have a karban that's Avar Shnaso, so it's Mufka Lagamri from the karban that it was initially supposed to be. This karban in no situation will ever be able to be brought for the initial Hakdasha again. And says of Lichtenstein, it would therefore make a lot of sense to claim that maybe a Pesach She'avar Shnaso would require, would actually have the full Dine Shlamim. That it is okay Lagamri L'Shem Pesach Mimenu, and it would be, the Achila would be Shneyam V'Laila Echad, and that's your most extreme formulations of it being a Shlamim. However, when you have a Karban Pesach that was Avar Zmano, it's not Pesach anymore. So, Lemaisa, I don't have the ability to be Makrivit as a Karban Pesach, but as a Cheftishel Karban, as an animal that it's invested with Kedushas Karban Pesach, that still is fully intact. And then therefore, in that type of karban, it would be very reasonable to explain that we still very much are in touch with that Kedushas Pesach. And therefore, this suggestion might hold weight for the Rambam who doesn't really mention the Din of Achila at all. This could be one way to differentiate in the Rambam why Avra Shnaso is going to be highlighted as a Shlomim L'chol Davar. Just a note to make for the Rambam, I'll pee the explanation of Lichtenstein. So now, we move on to the Rambam. The Rambam is complicated, mostly because we lack clear evidence one way or another. When it comes to the question of Akira, our before question. So the Pirush Mishnayis in Psachim Parakei, according to the explanation of the Zevach Toda, implies, like Tosfos and the Shittim Mikubetzes, that being Ma'ariv Bo Shem Pesach, if you're Makriv Mosar Pesach L'Shem Pesach, that is going to be Kosher. So if we were to link that up with that same Achlokas, Rashi Meiri versus Tosfos Shittim Mikubetzes, according to the explanation of the Griz, this would be an instance where the Rambam is seeming to embrace the Kedusha Shlamim, even Lagabe, even before it is Kariv Shlamim. The second important marker for the Rambam is the Rambam in Maisa Karbanos, Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Yud Beis, that when you shecht a Pesach, B'Shai Mos HaShana, B'Shchut Echot, so I'm outside the Beis HaMikdash, and I am shechting the Karban Pesach, not as the Karban Pesach, B'Shai Mos HaShana, so the Rambam says, Yerchaif. Why? Rambam tells you, because Pesach, B'Shai Mos HaShana, Shlamimu. And this is even if it's before Pesach. And you haven't been Avar Zmano, you haven't been Avar Shnaso, the Rambam tells you that ability, the potential for the Karban Pesach to be brought as a Shlamim, is Mechayiv you on Yishchut Echot. And that, again, is a clear indication that the Rambam is embracing the Kedusha Shlamim even before you are being Makrivit as a Shlamim. When it comes to the question of after and the Achila, this is really the problem, because the Rambam mentions nothing. So on the one hand, you could say, the Rambam doesn't say anything, and he's using, in Hilchos Karban Pesach Perek Dalet, he's using the Lashonos of the Gemara, So you would assume he's in line with the Gemara. Half the time the Rambam goes against the explicit words of the Gemara. Here the Rambam says nothing. So the pashtus would be to assume that the Rambam holds that the Achilas Moser Pesach is Yom Valayla, that it is going to be the same as the Gemara explains. However, there are many Achronim who understand that the Rambam emphasizes Shlomo Mechol Davar, and therefore understand the Rambam really holds that the Moser Pesach is only is Nechal L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. However, there is one other area where this issue of the post-Shlomim, or the post-Pesach, when it is a Shlomim, where we could see expressions of the Shem Pesach. And that is in the Gemara, Am Psachim Dav Samach Amud Beis, where the Gemara asks the question of a Boilu, of a Pesach, that you're Shochet, B'Shai Mos HaShana, B'Shinoi Bailu. So you have your Mosar Pesach, and you're being makriv that Mosar Pesach, B'Shinoi Bailu. And the Gemara goes through a whole shock of Atariya. Is that enough of a shinoi to be machshirat as a shlamim? Is it not? And the Gemara concludes with the lashon of Rava. Amar Rava, Pesach sheshachto bishar yimos hashana. Nasa. There we go. Amar Rava, Pesach sheshachto b'shari mos hashana b'shinoi bailim nasa kimi she'ein lo bailim bizmano upasol. Rava says that a Pesach that you're makriv b'shari mos hashana b'shinoi bailim, we treat it like a regular carbon Pesach bizmano of shinoi bailim, and therefore we pasol. Just like regular carbon Pesach is like a chatas, and that shinoi kodesh or shinoi bailim is a psol legamri, says Rava, same applies to Mosar Pesach b'shari mos hashana. Tosvos and the Meiri, there on this Gemara in Psachim, explain that the Gemara is just looking to contrast Shinoi Kodesh to Shinoi Bailim. Now we know that a Pesach, that Yershachto B'Shinoi Kodesh, is enough of a change, is enough of an Akira to transition from the Pesach to the Shlomim, and therefore a Mosar Pesach, that Yershoche B'Shinoi Kodesh, is going to be Kosher as a Shlomim. And the Gemara is asking, does Shinoi Bailim pack that same punch? And Tosos Lishitasam, who understand that Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim operate differently, and in fact Shinoi Kodesh is a much more direct pegia to the Shema Karban. So Tosos understands that the conclusion of Rava is that no, Shinoi Bailim doesn't do the same thing as Shinoi Kodesh. Shinoi Bailim is not enough to be Oker the Shem Pesach Vimenu, and therefore is going to be Pasul. However, it is very difficult to say this for the Rambam for two reasons. First of all, the Rambam, as we've discussed, thinks that Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim are very, very connected. They are both under the same umbrella of Shinoi Hashem, and therefore there's no reason for him to be Mechalik on those grounds between Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailim. Second of all, the Rambam in Soli HaMukdashim goes out of his way to use the same Lashon of Rava in the Maskanas HaGemara. The Rambam uses the shame lashon shelo the shame bailov nasa kamisha einu bailim bismano upasol. So what is the chiddush? What is Rava pointing out according to the Rambam? According to Tosfos in the Meiri, they actually say Rava and the whole shock of Atariya previous to that is kind of extra. We don't really need it in the Gemara because at the end of the day, the Gemara is just trying to tell you that shinoi bailim is not okay the shame pasach mimen. However, the Rambam seems to imply that Rava is teaching us something about the Pesach Shelo Bezman, i.e. about Moser Pesach. So Rav Rosenzweig explains that it's clear for the Rambam in this halacha that even if we would say the lo boi akira, which there's a machlokes within the shita of the Rambam whether or not he requires an akira, but the pashas of the Rambam is that the Rambam does not require an akira to go by Moser Pesach, and nevertheless, it still retains Shem Pesach. The Mosar Pesach is not just a Shlamim. The Mosar Pesach is actually a Karban Shlamim with that same Kedushas Karban Pesach that there was before. And that is why, by Karban Pesach specifically, there is an emphasis on the Bailim, And there's an emphasis on the achilas bialim. And in fact, the achila may be a substitute for the zrika by Karban Pesach. That there is a focus, that there is a special drisha. We go out of our way, the psul of shalolim nuyav. All of these things highlight by Karban Pesach the unique role of the bialim and their relationship to the karban. And what the Rambam is telling you is that despite the fact that this is not a normal Karban Pesach anymore, it is a Moser Pesach, nevertheless, that same drisha for bialim, that same connection that we need to have by Karban Pesach also applies to the Moser Pesach. And if that is true, that the Rambam legabe the tzorech of bialim and the machshev, and the proper machshevas bialim is the same as Karban Pesach, so then it would make a lot of sense why the Rambam would also hold that the achilas Moser Pesach is Yom V'Layla. Because the connection of the bialim to the Karban Pesach is not just the issue of the bialim, but it's specifically the achilas bialim and the rule that the bialim have to make sure that they are the ones eating the Karban Pesach and the mitzvah's achila. And therefore, it makes a lot of sense that if you're looking for two expressions of the Karban Pesach, even while it is being Kariv Shlamim, it makes a lot of sense why the tzorech of bialim and the achila are the two things that would express themselves even once it's a shlamim. Similar to the chiluk that the Griz made, that when it comes to the Moser Pesach, the hakrava shebo, you need to bring it as a shlamim. The smicha is going to be the nesachem, mischaz v'shok, shlamim. But when it comes to those things that are unique to Karban Pesach, those persist even after it is being brought as a shlamim. So if we're to take a step back for the Rambam, it seems that we have a karban of the Karban Pesach that mitchila v'yad sof almost has like a dual hakdasha. That being before, where we see evidence of pasach bei kedusha shlamim, or after the fact that we have the tzorech of bailos of Karban Pesach and the achilas Karban Pesach, that the Rambam holds that this dual hakdasha is bein lefanav, bein la'acharav, that we have a dual hakdasha. And sometimes, bizman Karban Pesach, that shame kedushas Karban Pesach is going to be expressed and highlighted. And when it's being brought as a shlamim, the shame shlamim will be highlighted. But you're dealing with a karban that is going almost in and out of sometimes one half is being emphasized, sometimes the other half, but that dual hakdasha persists throughout. This would also explain a very interesting Yerushalmi regarding the issue of Baal Ta'acher, where the Yerushalmi says that we need like a drasha to tell us that a Karban Pesach, you violate Baal Ta'acher and a Karban Pesach immediately. Mar says, of course, it's the Zman of Achilas Karban Pesach is Yom Yudalad. And if you don't bring it on Yom Yudalad, you missed your opportunity to bring the Karban. And the Gemara answers, well, there's Moser Pesach. And the Pini Moshe explains that the Hava Mina of the Gemara is that potentially, because of the Karban Pesach's potential to be brought as Yishlamim, you would actually have Gimel Regalim until you violated this Isser Baal Ta'acher. And this would only make sense if you're really understanding that there's a dual Hakdasha. That means Chilav Yad Sof, the Kedusha of a Karban Pesach, has elements of Pesach and has elements of the Shlamim. So therefore, just to summarize what we've done, we looked at the relationship between the Karban Pesach and the Karban Shlamim, specifically how they express themselves in the Moser Pesach. We discussed the question of Akira and whether or not, A, you require an Akira to go from Pesach to Shlamim, and even if you do not require an Akira, potentially doing this Moser Pesach l'shem Pesach would not be enough of a disconnect between the Pesach and the Moser Pesach, and that is the shita of Rashi and the Meiri, that l'shem Pesach would pose a problem and it would not be kosher to be carved out as a shlamin. We contrasted that to the shita of Tosos, Shita Mikubetzes, and according to the Zavach Toda, the shita of the Rambam, where l'shem Pesach does not pose a problem, that because of the Kedusha Shlamim that is evident throughout, it falls back mimela and it becomes a shlamin. We looked at the question of the Achila, where we are looking for evidence that the Pesach persists even after it is Karif Shlamim, where those Achronim who really take an extreme view that it is the Shlam Mulchol Davar, there's absolutely no Pesach, that would be the Tzlach and the Karen Ora and the Shida of the Rambam. We have the opposite extreme of Ben Azai, who thinks that it is mamashi carbon pasach. And even if you're not going to go as far as Ben Azai, and you take the Gemara Kipshuto, that the achilas moser pesach is yom v'layla, so we have two primary camps. There are those that focus on the fact that it is just ashlamim being impacted by the history of carbon pesach, or 2a being a special, unique type of shlamim, but it made that tradition 100%. And alternatively, we have the idea that the achila of the Moser Pesach is actually being impacted by the fact that it has Kedushas Karim Pesach even after he's being brought as a shlamim. And we talked about the Shita of the Rambam, that it seems clear from the Perish Mishnayis and Maisa Garbanos Lagabi Shchuti Chutz that the Rambam holds that the shlamim is going to impact even before it is Karim Shlamim. And because of the Rambam's emphasis on the Tzorich of Bailus for the Moser Pesach, and potentially the unsaid Achila Yom V'Layla, the Rambam holds that even after it is brought as a Shlomim, you still have the Karban Pesach. So, and therefore we explain that the Rambam seems to say that we have a dual Hakdasha throughout, Bein B'Tchila, Bein B'Sof.